In today's gospel, we read how Jesus calls those whom he wants, and from those, appoints the 12 apostles. Interesting that Jesus calls, well, a lot of people, and he calls those that he wants, and then they have a choice. Will they follow or not? And amongst the names of the 12 apostles, of course, we have the famous ones, Matthew and James, John, and the most famous of all, Saint Philip, of course, my middle name patron saint. And then we have that final name in the list, Judas. Well, that means we know that this is one of those that Jesus wanted, but in the end, Judas didn't really want Jesus, or at least he didn't want him enough to make the sacrifices of his own ideas and plans that would be necessary to be a faithful follower of Jesus. Judas goes down in history as a bad example, someone who followed Jesus, claimed he was a follower of Jesus, but in the end, betrayed Jesus, rather than be willing to sacrifice to continue to follow him. Today, we celebrate one of the great martyr saints in the church, Saint Vincent. He died in the year 303 in Spain. He was one that was, as is often the case with the Christian martyrs, was ousted as being a Christian and was dragged before the Roman authorities, and they demanded that he deny his faith. Not all at once, they just demand that he compromise, that he go along with the state, that he go along with the Roman authorities and go along to get along, so to speak. Just compromise here and there, pretend to worship the emperor, go along with the local gods. You don't need to be all high and mighty and bent on this one god thing, do you? Just do what's necessary and get along. Well, the reason why we honor St. Vincent and remember him and all the other Christian martyrs is because they weren't going to do that. They were willing to sacrifice their life rather than deny or compromise Jesus. There are lots of areas we can compromise, and certainly there are ways in which compromise is a way to get along in society, but perhaps we're most defined by the things on which we just won't compromise. And certainly anything that would endanger our soul or cause us to in any way offend Jesus, well, that's something that Vincent and the other martyrs knew he couldn't compromise on. They eventually up their torments and they put him on the rack, they rip his arms and legs off, they put hooks in his side, and it says that his intestines came out from between the cracks in his ribs as they opened them. But Vincent all the while just taunted them, like, "You're not going to be victorious over me. Rather, I will best you in this fight, because I will not deny Jesus, no matter what you do to me." So they heated up a gridiron, like we hear of St. Lawrence, and he ran toward it that, "Sure, you can burn me and gouge out whatever parts of me you want. I'm not going to deny Jesus." And so eventually they did kill him, and then they drug his body out and tied a huge millstone to it to throw it in the sea, and by the time they got back to the shore, his body had already gotten back there so that it could receive a worthy burial. In every way, in this kind of competition, Vincent was victorious and the state was not. Vincent is honored today as a martyr, and notice what he does. He gives us then strength. As I read that story of Vincent this morning, I thought how many little ways I compromise, where Vincent, tortured to the most extreme way possible, was not going to compromise. On this sad day in the United States, where we celebrate the annual anniversary of the tragic Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision, we are asked to do penance, offer mass for the protection of the unborn, and an end to abortion. Couldn't help but notice how Jesus has called many people to himself as Christians, and especially Catholics, who end up being on the list like Judas. Those who, when it comes right down to it, were willing to compromise not just on their faith, but on something as simple as protecting an unborn baby. Compromise, probably not so much because they really believe in killing children, but compromise just to go along with the state, just to go along to get along, or even just to not stick out or be accused of not being in or cool with their friends. How much we need martyrs today. Not just that would stand up for their faith, but just stand up for something easy, like we shouldn't kill children, that no matter how old someone gets and how much their life seems to not be of much practical value, they still have dignity. Even something as simple to say that even someone who's committed a great crime still has dignity and deserves life and protection no matter what they've done. These are easy questions, one would think. Compared to what Vincent and other martyrs went through, how hard can it be simply to say that these crimes against life are wrong? We should end them. We should stand up for what's true. Sadly, today, we have many more examples of Judas, ones that Jesus calls who then betray him. And ultimately, we call this scandal. It's a stumbling block when we see people who claim to be Catholic espousing horrible crimes against life. Well, it makes it harder for all of us to see that these are really important things. What we need are more people like Vincent. When we see that they're willing to lay down their lives and suffer terrible torments rather than compromise, well, it reminds us this must be pretty important, this belief in Jesus. Jesus must be pretty serious about this dignity of human life. Serious enough that it's better that we would be tortured and die rather than deny it. Sadly, today, we have many poor examples. Let's not look at them. Let's look at the great examples like St. Vincent, who gave his life for these truths. What kind of example will you be? Hopefully, you are someone who realizes that you are amongst those who Jesus called to himself because he wanted you. Now, what will you do? When the list of your life is laid out, will you be on the list with Judas or Vincent? We need less scandal today. We need less cowardly Christians who go along with the state. We need more people, especially in the state government, who will stand up and say, no, I will not compromise. There are certain things on which there can be no compromise. And certainly the issues of abortion and the dignity of human life are such issues. We need less cowards today and more martyrs. Who will you be?